Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to this day that we celebrate All Saints. And one of our beloved saints, Arlene Hakes, has left the church militant and is with the church triumphant, and we celebrated yesterday. So you see lots of flowers. So thank you, family. Thank you, Joe. Many are here today, so great to have you with us. A couple other announcements. Let's see. Put these in order. Oh, yeah, there's an election coming up, so please vote. That's your duty, your responsibility, so vote. Sermon helps today, compliments of Dr. Jeff Gibbs, a professor emeritus at Concordia Seminary. You may have noticed, those who pay attention, that's not Lynn playing. Chuck is playing the organ. They swapped after the bulletin was prepared, so just bring that to your attention. And hymns. So let me announce those, especially for those who are following along at home. We are following Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184 of the hymnal. The opening hymn, 768, which is our hymn of the month, To God the Holy Spirit, Let Us Pray. The hymn of the day, 677, For All the Saints. During distribution, we'll sing 676, Behold a Host Arrayed in White. 822, Alleluia, Let Praises Ring. 700, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Closing with 932, Jesus Sat with His Disciples. Special note on 677, For All the Saints. It's a tricky one, so make sure you're following the stanzas in your hymnal, because it changes a little bit, so to follow along. And let's see, that's all. Announcements afterwards, Pam has an announcement after the service. So let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
please stand. And you want to keep your yellow insert handy. We'll use that to sing together the introit, the gradual. It also includes the readings for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grab your yellow insert. We sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, God, we praise thee.
hand. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading and observation of All Saints' Day is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning of verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worship God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Christ. Amen. Please be seated. All Saints' Day can, in a way, be a confusing experience in the church. Some people wonder who the saints are. As Lutherans, we know that, in the most important sense of the understanding of saints, all people who are baptized and confess Jesus as Lord, well, they are holy. Holy in God's sight. All of us Christians are saints. It's Christ and in Him that we are holy. Sometimes there's also confusion about what it means to be blessed. You may think that it's the capable, successful people who are the ones who are blessed. When we think, as we often do today, about a beloved fellow Christian who has died, and we may think they're more blessed than we are. But if they are, why do we mourn? And why does the Bible teach us that death is the final enemy, that Christ will only fully overcome on that last day when he returns in glory and reverses death? I believe in the resurrection of the body, as we confess. Well, our King Jesus offers this great, amazing teaching today. To be sure, the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:1-12, that we refer to as the Beatitudes, they don't answer all the questions that we might have about the saints and about our eternity. But Jesus does have some very good news for us, especially as we observe All Saints Day and for every day that we live as God's saints, God's holy people. It's good news that many people will reject, but it is the good news that we need to hear from King Jesus, certainly today as we observe All Saints Day. And never forget that you and I need to hear the good news. Jesus gathers us regularly to hear the good news. And Jesus has not come to be our helper or our life coach or our cheerleader. Jesus has come to be our King and to reign over the world, to reign over us, because we cannot and must not try to reign over ourselves or our world, so we listen to him. When we try to be little kings, as we tend to do, we become tyrants, demanding, controlling. We tend to put our wants and our needs ahead of others, and we insist on our own way and never mind what the will of our King is. When we try to be little kings, we really are acting as puppets in the hand of Satan, the prince of the fallen world, because we're ruled by our selfish desires, our worldly fears, and our proud ambitions. So we actually play right into the hands of the devil. Instead of loving our neighbor, we neglect our neighbor. We operate as if we're the more and most important person and certainly more important than they are. And this is what Satan wants, especially if our neighbor does not know Jesus or what Jesus has done for them. Because Satan does want to keep out of heaven as many as he can and to keep out of Christ's kingdom as many as he can. We need a king because we are unable. We need a king because we're not capable of governing our lives in ways that do anything but defy the living God and earn for us his judgment. We call Jesus many things, as the Bible does teach us rightly, but today we'll especially call him King. And how does King Jesus want us to think of ourselves? In the most important ways to prepare ourselves for his blessings. We hear this in today's gospel. Poor in spirit, having no resources sufficient of ourselves, we have nothing, we bring nothing in ourselves that's worthy of him, we're beggars. Mourning, because even now, our lives and the world are still so broken. We feel the effects of sin, and we see it in the suffering and death around us. Meek, that is, powerless, lowly. We're unable to provide for ourselves. Longing for things to be right, and unable to fulfill that longing, because only God can do that. This good news is not something that we want by nature. We want to be capable. We want to be powerful. We want to be in control. Jesus will have none of that. He says, repent. You need a king who can bring good news that you need to hear. And here is that good news. The good news of Jesus answers the needs of all of his saints. Do you have nothing? Jesus knows that, and he will give you everything. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He forgave sin. He took on the world's evil, taking it into his own body to save you and me, dying on the cross. He rose from the dead to defeat the devil and to take away the ultimate sting of death that's already taken away even now. He will come again, and he will put all things right. Now he gives you every blessing. Then he will make everything right. Forgiveness, a new identity, the Holy Spirit to sustain you and keep you in faith, a new king, King Jesus. Do you have no purpose? I'll give you one. His mercy comes and fills you. And even though it's hard and we have to practice, you can turn and show mercy to others. So that's what we do. Your heart is cleansed and will be clean on the last day. Here in the place where we listen to good news that we all need to hear, we can find peace and we can share it with one another. This is the original meaning of passing the peace, as is sometimes practiced in church. And Jesus, by his reconciling death on the cross, has made peace between you and God. Now, you and I are enabled and willing for there to be peace between us, even as we sin against one another, offend one another. He enables us to forgive others, and he enables us to ask for forgiveness from others. Even when opposition comes and Jesus and his ways are hated and rejected, still we're blessed because God's gifts still belong to us. Jesus says, yours is the reign of heaven. The kingdom remains ours no matter what others say, no matter what others do. And do you mourn the loss of a dear fellow Christian? As we observe All Saints Day, remember that it is certainly right and holy and Christian to mourn in the face of death. Death is the enemy who has separated us from our loved ones. Our mourning, however, is filled with hope because of the promise of Christ's return and the resurrection of the body. The hymn we just sang, All for All the Saints, expresses this well in stanza 4. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. All the saints, one church. Hallelujah. Stanza 7. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory, the King Jesus, the King of glory, passes on his way. Hallelujah. On All Saints Day, every day, for you and for all saints, this is the good news that we need to hear from King Jesus. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our King. Amen. Please stand. Together we sing the offertory. You may be seated for the offering. Please stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the poor in spirit who gather this day to receive God's grace and steadfast love by which we are made rich in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. For all God's people washed in the blood of the Lamb, that we may be restored daily through repentance and forgiveness and renewed in holiness, righteousness, and faithfulness. Let us pray to the Lord. For all ministers of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care, that they may proclaim the comfort of Christ's sacrifice and the joy of his resurrection to all who grieve their sin and mourn their dead, let us pray to the Lord. For fathers and mothers, that they would be strengthened to raise their children in the faith. For those who long for families, that their prayers would be answered. And for expectant mothers and their little ones, that they would be preserved and protected. Let us pray to the Lord. For all civil authorities, that our Father would look on them kindly and give them wisdom, courage, and integrity. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, the aged and infirm, the dying, the grieving, and all the afflicted, especially Jeff, Dan, Tiffany, Lewis, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, Cookie, and the families of Arlene Hakes and Marla St. George, that God would grant healing according to his will and comfort them with the certain hope of the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune, that in the blessed sacrament they may gather with joy around the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whom saints and angels adore around his eternal throne. Let us pray to the Lord. I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord henceforth. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." Let us remember with thanksgiving those who have gone before us with the sign of faith, for they were redeemed by God. He gave them new life through his Son in holy baptism. He nourished them in the company of his people at his holy table. In his mercy and wisdom, he summoned them to his nearer presence so that they may rest in his blissful peace forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints gathered into one body of your Son. You have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.